I'm here with Lou Lesko from BlinkBid Software, and we've just been Lou's just come off stage from the 2008 Pro Photo Summit, Microsoft Pro Photo Summit. Now, Lou, you've had a very interesting topic that you've just discussed,
yes.
Which was open warfare on the high seas.
Yes.
No, exactly. I'm sorry, I misquoted you there. Now, you were talking about let the pirates win or have their way.
Let the pirates have their way.
What's the connotation here?
The connotation is that there's a lot of work being stolen on the internet. A lot of photographers are digging their heels in and getting very angry about it. And basically what's happening is there's trying to go on a sue frenzy. And the internet is responding in a very negative fashion, calling photographers too extreme. They don't understand the internet, and in a lot of ways they do not. The internet was always developed as a free exchange system, and people share things freely because it's a badge of honor to be out there on the internet. So what I'm saying is we need to adopt a way to put our work out there and offer an easy way to give attribution for a work. So if somebody takes something from my website and they see that if they copy a little string of code, they can put that code in their website and it will give my credit for the photography, and if somebody clicks on it, it'll take them right to my website. And that is in fact how we're going to start getting more work, because more people will hear about us.
Now, it's a controversial subject, what you're advocating, because essentially what you're saying is you're advocating that images be stolen and used really without permission from photographers, but as long as there is correct attributes. Is that basically how it works?
Basically exactly what it is, yes.
So as long as the person that's taking the photographs, the attributes are there, you're saying allow people to steal images and use them because it's a form of free promotion?
It is a form of free promotion, and a lot of people are getting panicked about it because they think that it devalues their work. And in the old paradigm of being a photographer, if your work was seen, or if a particular image was seen everywhere, it was understood that advertisers wouldn't be attracted to it to use it for their campaigns because it was diluted by so many exposures. But what has happened with the internet, it's so vast and so immense that it eliminates that sort of devaluation of the work. And in fact, it has now shifted the opposite direction, where if people have some sort of name recognition to good quality work, they will understand, that familiarity will help you get more work in the future. And another thing is that as people get more of their work out there against a lot of the Flickr photos and a lot of the amateur photos, people will start to recognize what good quality work looks like and want to pursue those.
Now, how does your concept differ from just, for example, having a portion of your catalog available for free?
Right.
What's the difference between me as a photographer having a catalog of work and saying that these, let's say, 100 images I'm allowing to be used for free with attribution, perhaps like a Creative Commons use,
right,
as opposed to allowing them to be stolen? How do you differentiate the two concepts?
There's really no differentiation between the two, but saying stolen is perking up everybody's ears.
Okay.
So they can understand what's going on, and it's
right,
really getting people, because what's happening is as we put our work on the internet so we can have an internet presence and people are grabbing our photos, there's this sort of vilification of people that are taking the photos, which doesn't need to happen because most of the people that are taking the photos are actually good people. And if we start saying, well, if you can put attribution with it, it will raise the awareness of people in general. And we're not going to go down and beat them down and saying, you're wrong, wrong, wrong. What they will understand is like, oh, a person took this. This is how they make their livelihood. I should give them credit. And that simple sort of nudge in the right direction will, I think, do more to raise awareness about the fact that that's how we make our living.
So, I think I've got my head around the concept now. Do you have any examples where it's actually worked in terms of, you know, people have allowed for their images to be used illegally, although that's probably, you know, that's a very harsh term, but then, you know, later down the track, there are actually legitimate reasons or legitimate uses of their work in a professional sense where money's actually changed hands. Are there any examples where, you know, this piracy of photographs actually does work down the track?
Well, there's two examples. One of the things that happened is there's an artist named Shepard Fairey who did an artwork of Barack Obama and put it on the stickers to raise awareness about Barack Obama. And a lot of people are crediting that sort of groundswell of exposure for the reason that he's going to be the candidate for the Democratic Party.
Okay.
Another example is one of the other presenters here, Miss Aniela, who has her work. She just started putting it on the internet, and now she has international shows.
Right.
From my own perspective, what I'm doing is taking some of my most well-known work, and on August 1st, we're launching loulesko.com/open.
Okay.
And I'm going to take the things that I value the most and put it on there, and then we're going to digitally fingerprint it and track it and see what happens in the hopes that a new business model will emerge as we start seeing what happens. Because I think the most important thing we can do is understand what's happening to our work so we can figure out how to move forward in the future.
All right, so you had a Q&A session at the end of your presentation here at the summit.
Yes.
Some of the questions you were getting from the audience, perhaps people that may not agree with the concept, what are some of the arguments?
Some of the arguments are that giving things away for free and then trying to charge for it later. Somebody brought up the Radiohead experiment where they...
Right, the In Rainbows album for free.
Correct, yep. Exactly.
Well, I think it was pay what you want. If you want it for free, that's fine.
Right.
If you want to pay 1 cent, we'll accept that as well.
Exactly, and I think it's a great idea because
right.
I think what it did is it got Radiohead a lot of exposure. But not only did it do that, it really endeared people to Radiohead because
mm-hmm.
people thought, oh, Radiohead is here for us
mm-hmm.
and they like what we're doing, and it's this wonderful sort of exchange, and there's no middleman, and the middleman was the record industry, and they're the ones that are pissing everybody off. So the artists are actually good people, and
mm-hmm.
currently what I'm scared of is photographers, if they start pursuing this litigious bent, that people are going to start looking at photographers like they're a bunch of jerks. And
mm-hmm.
we're not. We're just artists and we're trying to make a living. But the thing is that we can play nice with everybody, and then as soon as everybody understands that, they'll understand the value of pursuing photographers who know how to do it because their work is so much better than all the stuff that's out there.
Mm. Well, it's a very interesting topic, and it's definitely a lively debate. Where can people go for more information on this the concept you're advocating?
You know, there's no information out there because it's such a new concept.
Do you have a blog? Do you have a website? Or maybe
I have lulesko.com, and we'll be definitely talking about it there. At August 1st, we'll be launching the Lulesko/Open, and we're going to, as the pictures get disseminated around the internet and we start tracking it, we're going to write an article, and then the people here at Microsoft have asked me to do a follow-up.
Cool.
So this time next year, I may be broke and destitute, but I'll have a report, that's for sure.
All right, Lou, well, thanks for coming to the Pro Photo Summit, and great talking to you.
Great, thank you very much.